Today's shir is on Mishneh Berurah, Daf Tes, Amud Beis. And we continue in the halachos of Netilas Yadayim, of washing your hands. The Mechaber in Siv Ches, the last word on the previous Amud, says, Netilas Yadayim Shacharis Ein Notun Agabi Karka. When one washes with hands in the morning, one shouldn't wash them onto the floor, El Latoch Kli, but one should wash them into a vessel or into our sinks, into a draining system. The Mishneh Berurah notes here that one shouldn't even pour the water onto gabe kisamim, onto something that will absorb them, like little small pieces of wood or sawdust that would absorb the water. It's still not right. It may shiruach roa shor aleim, because this water has this evil spirit upon it, and that could cause damage to people. Interestingly, in regards to mayim achronim, the Shulchan Aruch writes down, she'ein not l'magabe karka, one likewise shouldn't pour the mayim achronim onto the floor. Also into a kli is preferable because of this ruach raw. However, there he says, if you don't have a kli to go pour the mayim achronim into, one can pour the water onto these eitzim dakim, these small little twigs or sawdust or wood like that. And the Mishneh Berurah explains later on that this is because the waters are going to be absorbed, the ein niskaptzim l'mokom echad, they don't gather into one place. So there is this distinction between the mayim achronim and the negovasa waters. If you did pour the negovasser onto the floor, the Shelus Tshuva Salmas Chaim writes, even if there isn't a residue of water there that can make your hand wet if you touched it, nevertheless, this ruach ruah will still be there and could cause damage. So therefore, one should be very careful with this. The other hand, however, the Eshel Avraham Mibochach, he writes, if the waters have been totally absorbed, then the ruach ruah is gone and you don't have to be concerned about it. To get around any problem, the Ben Ish Chai suggests that you should be pouring water on the area, a lot of water on the area, with clean water to prevent this problem. Alternatively, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that one can dry up the area, put a towel there, and soak up the water, and you don't have to pour water there. The Shari Tshuva brings down the Birki Yosef, who says the minug of the Charedim, who are careful about listening to the words of Hashem, would be not to learn or to daven next to such waters. However, in the Dirshu note 29, he brings down the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who says that the Chazon Ish wasn't makbid not to learn next to these waters. And the Kaf HaChaim brings down also in the name of Chaim Palagi that if you were mevatel the waters by pouring in water into them, then one can also learn by these waters. This is similar to the din of learning next to a urinal filled with urine if the waters were mevatel by adding additional waters to them. The Mishneh Berurah points out that since one should have one kli to filled with water and one kli that you can pour the water into, tov shi'aniach shnei kelim mirash yosav. If a person keeps this by his bed, as we spoke about, ideally, one shouldn't walk dalet amos without washing nego vaser. So one should keep the two utensils by your head, one filled with water, echad mole ve'echad reka, and one empty. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out as well that if one is washing into a sink that has utensils in there, it would even be permitted to do this l'chatrila, because undoubtedly, those utensils that became wet with the dirty water will be washed before they're used again because they're dirty in the sink. And this is as well the das of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that it would be adequate to clean them even with water only from one time. You don't have to pour water on them three times. I learned from my Rabbeim that one should try not to do this lechatrila. One should pour when one washes Netilas Yadayim, not directly on vessels in the sink. Sif test. The Mechaber writes, Mayim shel netilas yadayim shachris osur lehonos mehem. The water that you wash your hands with in the morning, one shouldn't get any hainah from it. One shouldn't get any benefit from them. Therefore, v'lo yishpuchei mabayis, you shouldn't pour it out in the house and use it. In those days, they had dirty floors, and they had dirt floors, and one would often be mezalef for either water or yayin onto those floors to settle the dust, a little bit similar to what they do at a ball game during the seventh inning stretch or whenever when they pour water on the infield. So they would do that in their living rooms. So one shouldn't use such dirty waters to do that. Or nor in any place where people might walk, because, as the Mishneh Berurah says, because people might be injured from this. And therefore, he suggests, pour it out into a slanty area where the waters will move from that place and go down. Again, ideally, this is our sink, where the water goes out the bottom of the sink and goes to the sewer system. Or be offered to pour it from the vessel that you collected it into a dirt that will absorb it, and this will again obviate the problem. The Mishneh Berurah adds, you therefore also shouldn't give this water to your animals to drink. And the reason for this is as follows. He brings down the Derech HaChayim in Dirshu note 31. She'ein zeh mishum isra noa. This is not because it's something that is forbidden for you to get benefit from, like basa b'chola, for example, which is halachically forbidden for a person to benefit from. Elo machmas chashash sakana sheruach ro. It's only a potential that somebody could be injured by this, and therefore the Bir Halacha writes, Ein mayim elu chashuvim kimuktzah b'Shabbos. Since these waters technically are usable, they're not considered muktzah on Shabbos, and one can move them on Shabbos. Interesting, Rav Yashiv Zatzal writes that one would be allowed to rinse out the bathroom with these mei netilas yadayim, that would be permissible. Interestingly, again here, there's a difference between these mayim of shachris and the din of mayim achronim. The Bir Halacha writes, one shouldn't just pour water of mayim achronim in places where people walk. And even according to those that say that the ain ruach ra on mayim achronim, that there is no ruach ra on mayim achronim, nevertheless, one should use a kli for mayim achronim, as is the custom that we do at a table when people wash mayim achronim, which is a big mitzvah. We pour onto the hands the water into a kli. And then one should be careful to pour this kli down into a sink or some other area where people don't walk. Salmas Chaim brings down that once you did pour it into a area where the water will roll or go someplace else, and then if somebody does walk on it, the water doesn't have the ability to damage that person because you did what you were supposed to do halachically, and therefore no damage will occur. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, No tel kli shel mayim biyad yamino. I mentioned this in yesterday's shir, that the Mechaber says you pick up the kli with your right hand, and then the nos no liyad smolo, then you transfer to your left hand, kidei sheyorik mayim hayamino tchila, because you should start pouring the water onto your right hand first, but you pick it up with the right hand, because that is the more choshev way to do this. Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is kidei sheyizgaber yomim shu chesed, the right hand represents the chesed, the attribute of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al smolo shu din, which is the more harsh attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of strict justice. What should a lefty do? Again, since it's not a din of right versus left of the individual, but this is a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, right, versus din, left, so then even an iter yad, the Mishnah Berurah says, follows the normal rules and pours first on his right hand. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Lo Yi told me mi shalo nor tayod of shachris. Don't take water from somebody who hasn't washed in the morning and use that water to wash your hands. What exactly does it mean, don't take water? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that it means, Rotzeh Lomar, that the person shouldn't actually do the pouring of the water on your hands. However, if he's getting you the water, even if he hasn't washed negovasa of Allah, hovi lo mayim mutter, but for him to bring you water and then you'll use that water to pour it on is not a problem. The Be'er Hetev explains this is based upon the pasuk v'hizoh ha-tohar ala tomei, that the Holy One shall pour it onto the tomei one. And the Taz says about this, this is true, d'hu adim b'nitilo d'achila. He says that this is true for food eating as well, when we wash netilas yadayim, and certainly v'kol shekeinu in the morning. The Baal Yad Aaron, however, the Be'er Hetev brings down, says that this is only true here for mayim shel shachris, but for netila leachila ein lahakbid bazeh klal. One doesn't have to be careful about this. And the chol zeh shelo yishpoch lo al yodov. And he brings down what the Mishnah Berurah said. This is only if they're pouring the water on you, but there is no problem at all for them to bring the water to you in the name of the Magen Avraham. This introduces an interesting machlokas between Rav Chaim Pelagi in note 34 in the Dirshu, who says, Shelo yitol yodov minochwi, don't let a non-Jewish person go and pour the water directly on your hands, because there's a tumah of the non-Jewish person that can't be removed. It's not a ruach ra, and therefore you should preferably have a Jewish person pour the water on you or do it yourself. However, the Eishel Avraham Mibachar says, no, since there is no din of ruach ra on a non-Jewish person, as we mentioned in yesterday's shir, therefore there's absolutely no problem with having a non-Jewish person pour the water on your hands for netilas yadayim shachris. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down that for the washing before eating, it is permissible to have somebody who hasn't yet washed negovasa to pour the water on your hands. And in Dirshu note 35, he brings down that this is based upon the Prima Gadim, who says, Netilas yodayim liachila, the washing of the hands before a meal, is letosefes kedusha. That comes to add kedusha, not to remove the ruach ra. And therefore, even a person who has not washed can go and bring this additional kedusha on your hands by pouring the water on you. Whereas the removal of the ruach ra, that requires somebody who doesn't have ruach ra on them themselves. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Im shich shech yodov l'soch kli shel mayim. If you inserted your hands into a container of water and rubbed them, also lo nitila l'kriya shma u'tvila. While this is good for the nitila sedaim of shachris to permit you to go and say shma or shmona esrei to daven to learn, however, that does not remove avolo l'ruach ra shaliyem. It does nothing to remove the ruach ra that comes upon a person by sleeping. And therefore, the Mechaber continues, and he says, "Im shich shich yodov begimul meimos mechulafim." If you were to insert your hands into one basin of water, then insert them into another basin of water, then insert them into another basin of water, maybe yesh l'stapek. It's possible that that might work. Im also lo lahavi ruach ruach shaleim. But he's not sure. He says that he's not absolutely certain if that would work or not. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here that after you inserted your hands into the water, that permits you to say the brach of al netilas yodayim. That's satisfactory for the Netilas Yadayim of Shachris. Darminon, because there we say, V'ruach atzu mimenu, by the Kiyar, in the Beis HaMikdash, it said you had to wash from it. V'lo besocho, you couldn't insert your hands there. Implication being that every place else but the Beis HaMikdash, afilu besocho, inserting hands into water would be adequate. However, lahavi ruach ra, in order to remove the ruach ra, that only works by the washing of negovasa with the three alternating times, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, dafka. That's the only way that works, the Mishnah Berurah says. And shichshuch, just rubbing it into a kli, afilu meyapam, I mean, if you did this 100 times, you dunked your hands 100 times a row in the same exact vessel filled with water, lo choshev elo echad, that would only work and count as one time, because that water became tamei by you sticking your hands into it, and therefore it can't work the second and third time. The Mishnah Berurah then explains why the Mechaber was uncertain if you then dunked your hands into a second and then a third container, whether that would be good or not. He explains, the Efshar delav davka eruy bo'inon, you don't actually need the pouring to remove the waters, for the waters to remove the bad spirit, the ruach ra, and achfilu ruchitza sagi, inserting it in water would be adequate, or maybe not. Maybe it's the iruy mikli ayodav, maybe it's the pouring of the waters that's essential. He then, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the Prima Godim, who says, the lefiza, therefore, what about if tochav yodo benar, if you would put your hands into a water, of a river, which is flowing, so it's like it's a separate basin, shalosh pamim, 3 times, or Bishelig, Hamunach ala aretz, Bishlosha makomos mechulafim. Or if you put your hands into snow, which has the halachic status of water, and therefore if you put your hands into snow in 3 different places, Afilul hachi lo mahani rak l'tfila, that would only work for certain for tfila, and you could make the bracha of al netilas sedaim on that, but the same suffix that we had in 3 different basins would apply over here as well in regards to whether this can remove the ruach ra from your hands. Because again, maybe you need the actual pouring from a kli and not just insertion into 3 different bodies of water. Incidentally, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down over here that the Mishnah Berurah wasn't specific when he said it had to be a kli. Because as we learned previously already, technically one can do bidi eved, the alternating 3 times washing of negovasa, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, even from the tap. So you don't technically need a kli. It's the iruy that's the important thing, and the Mishnah Berurah's usage of the word kli is lav dafka. The Mishnah Berurah brings down various poskim who do permit one to use this insertion method of 3 different containers or into the snow or into a river to remove the ruach ra, and many of the achronim suggest that even if you rely upon this, when you do have the opportunity to pour water on your hands, you should pour water on your hands and wash negovasser, again, of course, without a bracha, as we never make a bracha on the negovasser. Sif Yud Gimel. Im hayo neyar kol alayla, if somebody stays up all night, this is a very well-known halach in regards to Shavuos, Hoshana Rabbah, when people stay up on all night and learn. So the Mechaber says, if one stays up all night, yesh l'stapik im tzorich lito yodov shachris. It's unclear whether you have to wash your hands in the morning, l'spalo, for both tefillah, and ulahavi ruach ro'am yodov, and the negovasser. The Ramah therefore adds and says, wash them, however, below bracha. Don't make a bracha. And this way, because we always go sofik brachos lahakel, don't take any chance on making a bracha levatala, but do the action because there's absolutely no harm in doing the action. And if it's required, you've done it. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if you did sleep part of the night, then everybody says you have to wash the netilas yadayim of shachris and negovasser. This is true if you slept in a bed, as opposed to if you were learning all night and you fell asleep a little bit at your seat, then it's not so clear that you're obligated. And the reason behind this is because we hold like the Rush, who says that during the sleeping in a bed, your hands will definitely touch different places of your body, and therefore you are obligated in the Netilah of Shachris. But if you slept Ashinas Arai, you were sitting at a table and learning, your hands didn't touch every place, and we pasken like the Rush, and the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, Ki'ilu lo yoshin klal, that person doesn't have the halachic status of somebody who slept. The Mishnah Berurah further adds that in regards to the washing of your hands for Shacharis, so he says that's totally in the Suffolk that we brought down a few days ago between the Rashbah, who says that it is because of your being a Birya Chadasha, versus the Rosh, who says Yodayim Askanios, and therefore everybody agrees that you should wash your hands now in the morning, but therefore don't make a bracha because we're not sure which of these opinions is correct. When you do wash your hands in this way, the Mishnah Berurah says, wash it shalosh pomim machma sofek, wash negovaser, as we pointed out, without a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah says not everybody agrees with this hachra of the Ramah. Some say you should make a bracha over here. And to eliminate the potential for this sofek, one should try to go to the bathroom, and therefore, after he's gone to the bathroom and touched himself in various places and going to the bathroom, or just having gone to defecate, certainly one would then be obligated in the bracha. One can wash hands, the morning shacharis washing, and be rest assured that he's making the bracha l'kula yama, and can make the alin tilas yodayim. And this is indeed what the Mishnah Berurah recommends. This concludes today's shir.